Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. I was just dawning on me that my guests have to sit through that song every time and nobody ever complains. So I appreciate that. You know, it's a fun song for, you know, live shows with a live audience, because, you know, it gets everyone pumped up. But we could just start. We could just start with me just talking and then, you know, put the song on later. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday. Boner Ep. January 27th, 2022, and my guests today are a couple of dangling champs and one rough and ready contender. They are Matt Bronger, Frank Castillo, and Amy Miller.
Yay!
Hooray.
I like the song. It gets me pumped.
Does it?
And it's quick. It's in and out.
It's hard not to sing along.
It doesn't take very long, and I enjoy hearing it. But you know what I mean. We can just put it in and post. But since you're all being very encouraging, and I appreciate that. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. He's been a dangling champ since Moon Tower in Austin, Texas, I believe. It's Matt. Bring it on, Bronger.
That's me. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. You're going to, I think that should be your, that could be your catchphrase. You could say, "I'm going to brong it."
Yep.
You could name your next special, brong it on.
Brong it on.
Brong the pain.
Yeah. Brong it. Brong it all night long.
Brong the pain, because it's perfect. 'Cause that's like my nickname. Like, I'm always hurt. I'm always just.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. People call me Brong. It's not hard to say at all.
It's somehow harder than Bronger, Brong for some reason.
It really is. The ER is really kind of like a little there to kind of pick up all that mess before it.
It just stops in your throat and gets stuck there without the ER. Brong, that's what bounces Brong, it back Brong, out.
It's not a hanging possible soft consonant.
Yeah, I mean, it could, yeah. No. That's how I'm gonna say it from now on. Brong,
No, the amount of time people mispronounce my name, I haven't been offended. Like, I don't think my entire life. It's just so close to so many other things. It's just say it how you want to say it. Really, I mean, I think,
right.
I have friends that say it wrong for 10 years.
As long as it's you that they're talking about, that's
exactly. That's 100%. Exactly.
Yeah. I respond to that guy. My next guest is not only, like I said, rough and ready. He's also a fun time in general, and a last minute replacement for another guest who had issues because of the snow. There's a nor'easter in the east. So that's affecting people and things, I guess. Travel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a travel issue. But we're going to reschedule her for another time and just take a second to appreciate Frank for jumping in last minute.
Greatest intro I've ever gotten.
Sorry, I was taking my second to appreciate Frank.
Yeah, it was really well. Was one a real hot second there before Frank interrupted us appreciating him. We barely got it in, but we did get it in, and we do appreciate you. And all I could say is good luck today, because these are two champs you're going up against. And you've won in the past.
I think I've won a game, but I've always had so much fun.
That's the important thing. It really is.
I've mostly won by accident. I've mostly won because someone else effed up. So like I'm I'm stumbling into gold every time.
Yeah, behind every Matt Bronger, there's a Frank Castillo.
Good.
All right. So I'm wildly changing up, like everywhere that it says the other name's guest that was going to be on, I have to fix it and change it to Frank, because I'm a professional and get everything right. So your Twitter handle isn't Little Miss. It doesn't start Little Miss. What's your Twitter name, Frank?
Frank C. Comedy.
Crazy.
me and Doug are having an extra hard laugh.
It's fun that C is in there, because it's easy to miss, and then whoever Frank Comedy is without the C is probably getting a lot of Frank's action.
Yeah, it would explain the last 2 years. No, I'm just,
oh my God, the things that you probably could have done if your name had been more clear. But it makes sense when you think about it, because you are Frank C. and you do comedy. So Frank C. Comedy. All right. I came up with a nickname for our next guest as well.
Oh, can't wait.
Returning to try to secure a third win in a row, it's Amy Wiertha Miller.
Wow, I love it.
Isn't that weird? That doesn't make any sense at all. That was a nickname. Yeah, my nickname is Wiertha. What does that mean? You know that movie Where the Millers with an S? Oh, okay. Wow.
My friend Doug.
Hope your arms aren't sore. Hope your arms aren't sore from that reach.
It's not really sticking, but he likes it.
Thank you for coming back, Amy, especially knowing that you might get a nickname that will stick forever.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the game itself or the gaming, I like to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask every one of my guests to recommend one movie. Can be from any, could be something recent, could be something old. Doesn't matter. It's just got to be something that, exists. I like it when it's something people can access, easily, which is more and more movies these days, thanks to all the streaming services and whatnot. Well, let's start with you, Brong it.
Okay.
Mr. Bringer.
My name is German for Brong it.
When you were starting out, Matt, did you ever have fun with passing out flyers instead of calling them Bringer shows, calling them Bronger shows?
Just my name.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I mean a Bringer. Wait.
Oh, yeah, God. It would be confusing.
The pun is my name. This is hard.
No, it's a joke, but where are your five friends? You're not going to be able to open tonight.
They're in the room with me. You guys, be quiet. You guys, be quiet. Not you. Not you guys. Not Amy or Frank or Doug. But like these guys, okay. My guys. They're doing. Yeah. They're right here.
Your crew.
My crew. Let's see. I'm trying to brainstorm what I've actually seen recently. It's more, but just like everybody, it's like, I'm mostly watching TV.
You know what I
saw that was, wasn't perfect, but I thought it was like a good scary one was Antlers. I just watched that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't perfect, but it was it was perfectly cast and the performances are awesome and the monster's great. And, it's atmospheric and it's shot amazingly. Like it's gorgeously dismal. So like, and also it's not too long, which I really look for in movies.
I know that it's been recommended before, but I can think of another guest who recommended it. And, but I'm also thinking, is there a chance that you recommended it the last time you were on this show?
No, I don't think so, because I only saw it, double check, but I think I saw it between Moon Tower and now. Because Moon Tower.
Oh, okay. It was at Moon Tower, but wouldn't that be hilarious?
I think I recommended
it. If some time went by and you're like, hey, Antlers, and then you say pretty much the same stuff about it.
You realize I have no long-term memory whatsoever. I keep calling you Dennis. I know I recommended a horror movie last time. I'm kind of one note that way sometimes, but like,
yeah, that
I
might
don't
be
think it was Antlers, honestly.
I think you might have used some of the same descriptive words. So that's why it felt familiar to me. Plus, you know, with the last time you were talking about a horror movie when we were doing this show, you were sitting in front of a giant, scary bear.
Yes.
You know, that especially with the stage lighting on us, the bear's just sort of in the shadows and it, mm-hmm. the whole scene was very scary.
Yes.
We got a lot of good puns out of it. We sure did.
We sure did. We really, if it was a cow, we would have milked it. Yeah.
Frank, how good did if there was a if there was a horse, we would have beat the shit out of it.
Exactly. With that, we go to Frank. What's your pick after Matt comes up with Antlers?
This is very specific. If anyone watched Netflix's Kingdom series, they just did a movie called Kingdom. I think it's Rishi of the North. It's basically like a prequel to the whole series, and it's really good.
How do you spell Rishi?
I think it's R-I-S-H-I.
Oh, that was my first guess. Rishi of the North.
It's basically just zombies in feudal Japan, and I did not expect how much I'd love this.
Oh, okay. At first, I thought you said feudal Japan, but now I realize... I just realized my mistake. Feudal Japan. And that does sound... it sounds intense, but also one could be removed from it. Like, for some reason, I'm more scared of zombies in an urban landscape. Like if they're zombies from the past, you know, like the dragons in Game of Thrones. Well, what are they going to do to me? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. This was like interesting because it's like, you know, it's like samurais fighting zombies, and you're like, oh, that is interesting how that would happen.
Yeah, but I'd start to maybe. I'm going to check this out because you're recommending it, but I also feel like I might, after a bit, be like, So who's got the controller? Can I play for a sec? Amy Miller, what do you got? Do you think he would have the nerve to go up against Ehlers and Kingdom colon?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be obvious which one I picked. I watched that fucking Tender Bar. That Ben Affleck film.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice. I enjoyed it.
It lived up to the hype.
I like that little kid a lot. I like Ben Affleck in that role of like a wiser aging man. I think he's settling into it nicely.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of the Ben Affleck people wishes, you know, I think it's like what everybody thought of him as being like that. You know, because I think people just think of him as being, you know, intense and serious in a, you know, super unfun way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the movie, he seems like he's really lighthearted. It seems like they have a lighthearted time at the bar.
He's pretty serious, too.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's trying to impart some lessons on this little guy.
All right. Well, lesson imparters are having a ball doing that. They just can't keep their dumb mouth shut.
Especially at a bar. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sit down right here. Let me tell you something, kid. There's a lot of that. Him leaning over the bar to tell him something wise.
Yeah. I hear nothing bad about the film. I just, you know, it's one of those ones. I just haven't gotten it up for it or whatever. I just haven't been ready for it, but I'm gonna check it out. The kid seems cute.
So cute.
Yeah. I just saw, you know, a glimpse of a little bit of the trailer, and the kid seems like he's like naturally cute. So like that's probably a big reason why people like it so much.
Yeah, they have good chemistry, I think, on screen. I liked it.
Anytime somebody has good chemistry with Ben Affleck, I'd give them all the credit. No, I'm sure. Yeah, I think he can be tremendous. And but I wish we didn't know so much about every thought he has.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Did you see when that like girl matched with him on Raya, but then like didn't think it was really him?
Oh!
And then she put his video up, and he's
so
just like,
funny.
"Sarah, why did you block me? It's me, Ben." Speaking you're in a ghost voice for some reason.
I do think Ben Affleck is talented. I like, you know, I think the Way Back was an awesome movie, actually. Mm-hmm.
So good.
It's almost that's a fucking horror movie about alcoholism. But like he didn't say like you're being so sweet, but he didn't go, "It's me, Ben." He went, "What are you doing blocking me? It's me." Like, oh
yeah. It's me, Ben. It's
famous Ben. Like, you should have just said it's famous Ben, like famous Dave.
But, you know, it's also like, I don't know, you know, what am I working so hard for? You know, if that's not how it works, man, what's the point of being?
It's got to feel so good to just fucking shut someone down on Raya that's crazy, crazy famous.
I mean, if you can't just get one date, you know what I mean? I'm not asking for anything else.
It'd be like a god doing that. Like, yeah, I just ghosted Ben Affleck. I'm a queen.
So one time, this is off topic. I remember I heard, oh God, what's his name? What's John Mayer complaining about getting ghosted once, and I just felt better about life.
Nice.
I mean, sometimes you get lost when you're in a wonderland. Can't find your way back. Okay, those are three terrific options for the people to check out and discuss amongst themselves. Thank you for visiting Recommendation Nation. We're going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and it is time to play some games. Is everybody ready to play some games?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let me put on my X-ray specs and take you into this fun game. It's called Spider-Man, Please Come Home. Tom Holland, of course, has had three Spidey movies. He's played the role, you know, three times in movies that are specifically Spider-Man movies. And the subtitles on those movies were, the first one was Homecoming, the second one was Far From Home, and then the most recent, currently in theaters now, but most selling most tickets of any movie of all time ever, No Way Home. So I haven't seen that one yet, but holy shit, like, how come Spider-Man keeps getting further and further from home?
So far, he can't go back now.
I guess. I don't know what the problem is, but you know, you think you're going to homecoming. Next thing you know, you're not getting home in any way possible. That's a lot for even a Spider-Man to overcome. So I hope he's all right. But here's the game. I'll tell you a fun fact, and you tell me if it applies to Homecoming, Far From Home, or No Way Home.
Got it.
Okay.
Each one of these facts, there's only one correct answer. So of course, if the first person, which who is Matt, if he gets it wrong, if he's wronger, then we go to Amy Miller. I know, excuse me, pardon me, Amy. You're third this time. Frank Castillo will be second. If he gets it wrong, Amy gets the gimme point, and so on. It'll be fun. Matt, you ready?
Okay.
Which one of those three, the Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home? I guess I should ask you, have you seen these films?
I've seen the first two. I've not seen the third.
Okay. So you're, you know, probably somewhat familiar. Mm-hmm. But which one of the three do you think is specifically, according to IMDb, which one is 2 hours and 13 minutes long?
2 hours and 13 minutes. Oh.
Each one has a different running time.
Yes.
And that one of them, is 2 hours and 13 minutes long.
I'm just going to say No Way Home, because I heard it's kind of long. But it might
be going No Way Home.
Yeah.
All right. He's going No Way Home. Let's get the sound effects department to. Hey, it's time. Okay, that's incorrect.
Come on, it's really alert. Tough on the sound stay team alert. Today.
Stay alert, sound
you
team.
You've been asleep.
Come on, sound team. What the F? All right.
He's not bronging.
He needs to bronge it so badly. Okay, so No Way Home is off the table, and we go to Frank of the two remaining answers. Which one do you think is 2 hours and 13 minutes long?
I'm going to go with the first one because I know the third one is longer than that.
So you're going with the first one. Just Homecoming?
Yeah.
The one called Homecoming, that's your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. See, the team was a lot much more on at that time. That is correct. That is the right answer. So you Frank are on the board with 1 point. In fact, Homecoming, the first in the series of three Tom Holland movies, was 2 hours and 13 minutes. And then the next one, Far From Home, was 2 hours and 9 minutes. They figured out a way to shave 4 minutes off of there. And, you know, probably listed in columns of five, the people who did the special effects, rather than columns of four. So that shaved off a few minutes. No Way Home, 2 hours and 28 minutes. That's part of why I haven't seen it.
No Way Jose.
It's so long.
It doesn't feel right? That long.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good to hear. All right. Let's see. So Frank's on the board, but Amy gets to go first on this next one. Amy, of those three films, Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home, which one was co-written by a cast member of Freaks and Geeks? Yeah. Hang on, I'm getting a phone call. Hang on a second.
Sound effects man is really after that. No. Not call-in segment time.
Oh, no. I don't. Yeah. No, thank you.
That was me calling.
Was that Sam calling you because you mentioned Freaks and Geeks?
No, it was one of those... One of them robots that thinks that I really need I need to update the warranty on my car that I have not owned for many, many, many years.
You better hurry.
I got to get on it. I don't know why they always call when I'm podcasting, but anyway, where were we?
Well, I'm just thinking about my answer, but
okay,
I really,
what's your answer?
Honestly, I have no idea. So.
Okay.
I'm going to say Homecoming.
I'm going to say the first of the three, Homecoming, was co-written by a cast member of Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
All right. Let's see if the team can get on their shit. Oh, there they are.
I thought I was wrong.
Why they leave the room each time. They leave and then they have to wait for them to come back in with the ruling. Anyway.
It was very exciting.
That's correct. You did it, Amy. John Francis Daly from Freaks and Geeks.
Love him.
Was one of the co-writers of the script to the first one. And then I don't know what happened after that, but I wasn't involved in the other films to the best of my knowledge. Or the knowledge that I glean from IMDb.
I did not know that. It makes me love him even more. What a cutie. Am I wrong?
Matt Bronger. We're in a beautiful shade of fuchsia today. Matt, you get to go first again. Are you ready?
Yes.
You got to get this one to get on the board here. Keep this competitive.
Okay.
Which one, Homecoming, Far From Home, or No Way Home, does not feature Hannibal Buress as Coach Wilson?
Ooh. Hey, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go, damn it. I want to say three because I think I remember him from two, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, I'm going to go against my instincts. Like I went with them last time and we all know how that went. So I'll do Far From Home.
So you're fighting your instincts here. You're George Costanza style.
Yes.
And you're fighting your instincts and saying, F you instincts, I'm saying Far From Home.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Far From Home is the one that, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know about the storytelling. I'm guessing since Far From Home. So maybe in No Way Home, he's closer to home, close enough to home for the coach to be around. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's not far anymore, but it's still no way he's going to actually get home. Really, I'm so concerned about Spider-Man at home. This means we have to go to a tiebreaker because we have a three-way tie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is where friends become enemies. This is where the tie rubber hits the road.
Yeah.
Is that better? Since you got that one, Matt, we go move on to Frank. Frank's in the driver's seat on this one. He gets to go first. Kind of almost like a luck of the draw kind of thing. But you got to know the answer, Frank. Which one features from New York One in New York City and a former guest on Douglas Movies? The great Pat Kiernan. Have you ever seen Pat Kiernan, Frank?
No. Which one's Pat Kiernan?
He's the dude. He's on New York One, so he shows up in movies and TV a lot because people who live in New York One or the characters in a movie live in New York One. That's, yeah, I mean, they live in New York. They watch New York One. That's like the, you know, 24-hour news station. He's the morning guy.
Oh.
He even has a segment called Pat's Papers where he just sits and reads headlines from the papers. And keeps them to himself, though, which is weird. It's just a quiet reading time. Just kidding.
Oh, shit.
He reads them all.
Damn. Sorry.
I know, right?
I was trying to turn my notifications off, and then Siri hit me. I want to say the second one.
Which one was the second one? Far From Home?
Far From Home.
That's one you think's got Pat Kiernan in it?
Yeah. Wait, no, because I'm gonna go with the first one because the second one they're in London, so I must go with the first one. I'm gonna say first one.
Oh, okay, because that's what I was babbling about before. Like, how far from home is he?
Yeah,
I'm unclear. I'm behind on my Spider-Mans. I really need to catch up. So what's your final answer?
The first one.
Homecoming.
Homecoming.
That is incorrect.
What?
Yeah. Amy.
Wrong. my answer is No Way Home. What? I haven't seen any of these movies, but Frank said the other one was in London.
Matt Bronger.
So unfair. Frank?
Yeah, where do you think, if someone's in London, do you think they're close to home?
I think that they're not watching New York One.
Yeah.
Wait, so you think every character, everybody in New York City moved to London for a home movie?
Oh, that's true. It was probably like, oh, God damn it. That's probably how they showed what was happening in London. Is it like, they're like, on New York One, look, some crazy shit's happening in London. And then it's like, that's technically counts.
You fucked me, Frank.
Sorry, guys.
I could have written it down wrong, too. But the point is that we had a lot of fun. Like, they go to Pat Kiernan, like, on New York One. He's like a staple. I don't know if he's always supposed to be on New York One or if sometimes he's on, like, a made-up Marvel news thing. But he's been in Iron Man 3, Avengers, Doctor Strange, and he was in one other one that's, like, one of those ones that's confusing because it's, you know, you go, well, is that Marvel now or is it not? Because it was before the big shift. Anyway, great job to Matt Bronger. All that amazing Spider-Man knowledge finally paid off. It paid off for you. And you know what you win? All you win is you get the privilege of going first in this next game, where going first is really only an advantage if there ends up being some sort of tie. So... congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And we'll play that game. We'll play that game after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back, and this is going great. I'm having a wonderful time with my guests, whose names we don't need to repeat, because who doesn't listen from the beginning? You know what I mean? On these things. I mean, maybe some people just fast forward to, you know, what they're hoping I'll play at the end of the show. And then the case of today, the answer to that question is a game called Parental Guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a tough one because you got to really be able to figure out what the hell they're talking about in the parents guide on IMDb that is just written by parents who are trying to help guide. So sometimes
do you have to be a parent to be good at this game?
I don't think so. I think you have to be someone who just can suss out based on how someone would describe it. Hmm. You know, like, you know, a woman uncrosses her legs as a police detective and interrogates her, like that kind of, that's an obvious one. But that's
Chicken Run.
Exactly. Chicken Run's the answer there. But, you know, they vary. So the clues I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you the actual parental advice given on the internet for a movie. But the first clue is going to be probably pretty difficult to figure out, and they're going to get easier until the fourth clue, and it goes around just like that in that last game. So, and everybody gets a chance to go first because there's three rounds, and I'll rotate the start. But like I said, Matt, you're first in the first round. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What movie do you think would be... people would need to be warned about the fact that a young man pours beer over another young man's head before punching him in the face.
I don't know what this is, but I want to see it.
You're probably in it.
I should be. Come on.
It seems like a really logical order of events.
Is this Brongadon 2? Brong again? No? Okay. It's just that's all that the clue is. So this apparent is like a movie in which a guy pours a beer on another man's head and punches him in the face. I'm just gonna go Roadhouse.
It's a terrific guess. It's like where my mind would have gone for sure. But that's not the answer. But as you'll see, as the clues pile up, it should become more obvious. But
it's cool. The
last one that really gives it away. So and it's the fourth one. So it could come back to you, Matt. It could come around. So just still keep focusing on what it might be. And we go to Frank. And the second clue is... four kids in a car knock over a mailbox with a baseball bat.
Ooh, fuck. That could be like so many goddamn movies.
It's happened a few times in the history of cinema, I believe.
So this is helping.
You got to keep in mind the wording on some of these things. It's four kids in a car.
Four kids in a car.
So don't make any fast assumptions.
Could be
goats. I'm sorry, what's your answer?
Stand By Me?
That, I'm afraid, is incorrect.
Damn it. I was thinking about that one, too.
Because they're teens. There weren't kids, but yeah.
Yeah, terrific guess. But moving on to the third clue, and Amy, you get to hear all three clues. Have you heard the first two clues?
Yeah, I have a guess.
Okay. Oh, you already have a guess even?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some freshman girls get partly covered with various sauces.
Yes, Dazed and Confused.
That is correct.
Yep.
Yes.
You got it.
I knew it at the mailbox.
Yeah. Clue four would have been constant weed smoking throughout. Pretty much every character is drunk or stoned by the end of the movie. I feel like that would really give it away. But yeah, you got it. A little ahead of schedule, Amy. So you were on the board with 1 point in parental guidance. But now...
Yes.
Frank gets to go first in this next one.
Let's do it.
Clear your mind of Dazed and Confused. This is another motion picture. And the first clue is one man grabs a tire iron in preparation of fighting another man, but the conflict never occurs.
Fuck. Drive?
No.
Damn it.
Yes.
Don't you laugh at me, Amy Miller? No, I'm just kidding. What if I just started screaming?
I'm laughing at the sound effects team. They're back in business and they're just crushing it.
They have great timing. all right, so Amy, are you ready for the next clue?
Oh yeah.
Okay. A character is killed in an explosion. No blood. The building just blows up.
Oh, man.
They love to tell you when there's no blood, because it's so much easier to explain a bloodless death to a child.
It's more abstract. And then he'll just think about people burning alive. And that's nice. man.
See it.
I just feel like this person with the tire iron is like in his underwear for some reason, but that could be another movie altogether.
I think 9 times out of 10, if a tire iron is being wielded, the person doing it is in their underwear.
Right?
It just feels very like it's very in your underwear kind of move.
Yeah, it's like a what do you do to my car kind of situation.
Yeah, I guess I don't know why you'd be in your underwear out at your car, but now that
you heard someone doing some shit to your car and you had to run out. But yeah, then why was the tire iron in the house and not in the car?
Like did he go beep as he ran towards the car and the back opened up and then he
hold on, let me get
under
something.
A bunch of shit and then he found the tire iron.
I'm gonna get you. oh god, I have no idea, because I was gonna say Home Alone, but now I don't really remember a building exploding in that film. but I don't have a better guess, so
this is a tough one. So that's a reasonable don't feel bad about not figuring it out.
Yeah.
Plus you've got a point already anyway, so you're crushing it. Matt.
Yes.
Here's your clue on top of those other two things. The ending is by far the saddest scene.
Oh my god. That's roughly a third of all movies that have ever been made. Jesus. let's see. I can't remember where someone grabs a tire iron in My Girl. No.
No, that's a good point.
She's mad because his glasses aren't on and she finds a tire. No,
I mean, it'd be hard to fight off a bunch of bees with a tire iron.
It would
dangerous.
That's even worse. That's so much darker. Good one. Oh fuck. See, the thing is, I thought I had it. I thought because the building exploded and it's no blood. I thought it was Fight Club.
Right.
You know, I was like, someone had to have grabbed a tire iron in Fight Club at some point. It's so manly.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't supposed to talk about it.
The ending's very sad. If you're like an ardent capitalist, So
yes, that's true.
Shit. God damn it. The ending's the saddest. The tire iron, the building explodes, but no blood. Oh my God.
I'll tell you, this is a weird one, that's for sure.
You know, I don't know, so I'll just say Fight Club. It's not Fight
okay.
Club. I'm sorry.
It's not Fight Club.
I have no clue. I'm with the other guys.
Yeah. This is a difficult one. I hope that the giveaway clue gives it away, but there's even a chance that it won't. But we'll see after I make the team aware of the fact that they still have to give a wrong answer sound to Matt. Thank you, team.
Come on, team.
Thank you. So the job lasts an hour, you know, one day, one or maybe two days in a week sometimes for an hour. And it takes them that long to do the sound effects.
You're just pushing a button, right?
It's so easy.
What kind of equipment they got over there?
I could do it. I could just do it myself. I don't know why I have
that's an
team.
Idea.
All right, where are we? Oh, fourth clue. Here you go.
It's me or Frank?
It's Frank. Because Frank went first this round. Didn't he?
I think so, but okay, I still get a guess after Frank if he doesn't get it.
You're going to go first. Amy, you're going to go first in the next one. Next okay. one, you're going to go first. Okay. If Frank doesn't get this one's dead. No point.
Oh.
Yeah. Ready, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
The threat of being stranded in space and humanity becoming extinct hangs over the characters.
Oh, fuck. What was that Chris Pratt movie where everyone got all upset because he woke that bitch up?
You were just reading the poster?
Sleeping Beauty?
No. Not Travelers. Fuck. What's it called?
Oh, I think that movie's called Passengers.
Passengers.
Yeah.
Yes, and yeah, it's called Passengers, or yeah, I got it right.
No, you hear how I said, I think that movie's called Passengers? If it were the answer to the question, I bet I know that it was called Passengers.
True.
I'm sorry, that is Sunshine? Incorrect. So now, Amy.
You said no more guesses.
No, there is no more, but do you know?
Oh, no, that threw me off because I was going to say Back to the Future.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which I think almost applies.
What about if you could go Matt to the future, Mr. Bronger, what would you, do you think you know the answer now that you heard all the clues?
God, I mean,
see, I thought this one would be too tough. I really did. So I apologize.
I mean, am I giving an actual guess here?
Yeah, if you want to.
It's okay. Yeah, I was thinking maybe Children of Men.
No, it's Interstellar.
Oh, never seen it.
Yeah, that was like the most, to me, that was the biggest plot point to give away is just that the stranded space. But I also thought that it might make you think of like The Martian, but that was just Matt Damon by himself. So that
is his
characters. And that's, but that generally these space things tend to be like one person. Like Interstellar was a bit unique in that it was an entire crew that was going to get stranded. But it, you know, it's kind of a hard movie to remember because right before it and after it, it was just, for some reason, there's been a spate of outer space movies and they kind of blend together. All right. So nobody got the point on that one. So Amy, you're in the lead here and right. You get to go first in the third and final round of parental guidance. The first clue, Amy, is it's very specific. I don't know if you'll be able to figure it out. A husband and wife swallow illegal drug capsules and say they will have sex, and the scene ends.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, so they're basically warning, like, hey, look, you know, when this happens, don't panic, because they're just going to say they're going to have sex, and then the scene's over.
The sex is implied. Don't have to look at it, kiddos.
But they did take some illegal drugs first and then say it. So,
oh my gosh.
Who knows?
Wow, that's tough. That I don't know. I'm thinking of, I don't know. The only thing I think of is The Night Before, but I don't, I think Seth Rogen takes all those drugs by himself.
Yeah, I don't remember a wife in that one.
He has, yeah, he has a wife. You know, it's the one lady who's so great.
She's at home like. Though, right?
Yeah, well, they meet up later. They go to church. Oh, okay. I don't think she takes any of the drugs, though. And
I see.
And they don't have sex in church. It's not a great guess. It's just all I could think of.
No, it's a good guess because it's a motion picture that exists. you know, so because these are, you know, these clues are, you know, I just feel like every once in a while it might pop into your head like a, one of these very specific things. But a lot of times it's just it's too specific and not. It's not on story with necessarily with these movies. The second clue goes to Matt Bronger. It is this. Yes. Several men and women drink whiskey and beer at night. We hear vomiting and see a man retch. I always appreciate the those... shout outs to vomiting because I find it unnecessary and disgusting, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, I've never actually thought about this, but I guess retching isn't necessarily vomiting. It's like almost vomiting.
Yeah, it's that gross thing where you're watching the person, you know, their whole body heaves like it's just it's unpleasant. Yeah,
like when you're changing a real bad diaper.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. What did you eat?
Oh, we fed it to you.
Jeez. I don't, I mean, I
have a crusade. I have a crusade against vomiting in films and television because like all you got, if you really have to have it, which first of all, generally it's just to show like, that someone's either pregnant or they're overly stimulated and, you know, they're overly excited or something. And, but the head in the wastebasket, you know, the head in the garbage can or whatever really gets the job done. You don't have to see the vomit, you know, you don't have to bring in the specialist with the fake vomit and all that stuff. The actor doesn't have to fake vomit. Like it's just great for everybody. And, or better yet, just, you know, don't have somebody vomit. Think of something for else to do.
Except in Stand By Me, which is the only time.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. There's over the top vomiting scenes that I applaud for their insanity. Like the, like the one in freaking, Witches of Eastwick.
Oh yeah.
It's just horrifying. It's just people vomiting like, everything's all like grapes or something, or it's so gross.
Or like The Exorcist, where it's kind of, you know, Regan like vomits like in the priest's face out of nowhere. Like it just blah. And it's so disturbing because it like, it's,
It gets, amazing. You could see that it's like, it, you know, got in between his lip and his teeth, so know, and it's I don't, I'm not for any of that.
No warning.
Hey, no, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Exorcist. Why do you have to have so much? I don't think there's a single phobia a person can have that at some point the Exorcist doesn't get that person all real good.
Yep.
Even fear of heights, because that one dude falls down a staircase. Okay.
I think I'm just, it's probably not this, but I'm going to go super bad.
That's a great guess. That's a terrific guess. The third clue goes to...
What's the sound effects team doing?
I want sound effects for...
Oh, sorry.
Wrong. Please. I need it.
Now we're all yelling at the sound effects guy.
In their defense, sometimes I forget to give them the look about whether it's right or wrong because they don't know the answers either. So, like, I didn't really give them the... I didn't... It's my fault.
How much indica did you give them, Doug? Oh, God. Keep nodding off.
So the third clue goes to Frank. Ready?
Let's do it.
Male objectification throughout the film.
Oh, Magic Mike?
Magic Mike is correct.
Whoa, cool. Nice.
That is correct, Frank. You did it. You're on the board.
Magic
the
Mike fourth, is actually my favorite movie.
So the fourth. Good. Oh, I should have known that. The fourth clue is male dance review features very revealing costumes and involves suggestive dancing.
They hump the floor.
Yeah.
And each other.
It's a great thing to hear. It's a great thing to hear after I said it's my favorite movie.
Are you excited about that? It's you know, it's on the brink of being a trilogy.
Yeah, the second one was hilarious.
So excited.
Yeah, they're making part three now, and there's also an ongoing show in Vegas, and I think I think there's lots more plans for Magic Mike. I think Magic Mike's really a good thing.
The show on HBO, Finding Magic Mike, that I just finished, and this is the best show I've ever seen in my life.
And so did they find Magic Mike for this show in Vegas?
Yes. It's like, they
nice.
Were auditioning a bunch of dudes and they like cry a lot and they're bonding. So
you can go to Vegas and see the guy who won.
Oh, the show's incredible too.
All right. I'm down for all of it. I like to be able to follow through like that. I like these shows where like I've gone to a couple of, America's Got Talent, where they go, here's all the winners just on one night, you know, doing a show in Vegas. And I love to go to that. I like to, you know, see them do their thing after they've been rightfully awarded for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how that show is now because they used to like put their mouths close to your mouth and like sweat on you and stuff. I don't know.
Went, like last year and said it was like, it was awesome. Like
it's it hasn't changed.
No, it's not. Yeah, I don't know, but it's like it's still it's hot. But she's also like it's also just impressive. Like
it's crazy. Yeah,
prowess and shit.
They're doing aerial shit and like dancing in the water.
Yeah, and don't they like in one of the Magic Mics? I don't know if it's one or two, but there's an extended scene where it's like a girl was pulled out of the crowd. And she just gets really humped on a lot, and then. You know, by the end of the scene, it's like, haha, it's a girl they know. You know, like it's somebody they knew that they just planted in the audience.
Yeah, they do that in the show.
Yeah, so there's got to be more of that kind of thing because it's, you know, they can't take any chances. It's just really, although sometimes those clowns at like Cirque du Soleil shows, I'm just like, how can they get away with just like stepping on people and stuff? It's really weird how much contact. Maybe they don't do it anymore. I don't know. Did COVID hit clowns extra hard? clowns. You know, really grabby clowns are just like, damn. But, you know, at least they generally have like gloves and stuff on.
Really those big clowns.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm putting off the inevitable because what we have on our hands here is a tie between Frank and Amy. It wasn't supposed to end this way. If it is a tie in this game, it's supposed to be because each person got one right, but I fucked up with Interstellar.
Isn't there one more guess?
What's that?
There's one more guess. Well,
Frank got
Magic Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So no, me too. So we're gonna do one more category that's just for Frank and Amy, but please hang out for a second, Matt, if you don't mind. I know that it sounds like an Amber Alert went off. And I know you like to run out into the neighborhood and look when that happens.
No, crime fighting. Crime fighting is a tough job, guys. And my phone's just on the other side of the bed and it just went bloop, just went off.
Yeah.
You got to at least make sure it's not your own kid. Just to double check.
Just to take a peek at it. We don't mind. So we're going to just do a tiebreaker between Frank and Amy, and who won the first game? It was Frank, right?
Don't remember.
What, you don't remember who won the first game? What about Spider-Man?
No. Oh, I did.
Nobody remembers.
I did.
All right, so you get to go first. Okay. Here we go, and we'll go back and forth till one of you gets it, between Amy and Frank. While Matt looks at checks his phone, makes sure that everything's cool.
Everything's okay. Yes.
All right, great. Amy, this movie has lots of intercourse scenes. There is always nudity, but most of it is breasts and buttocks.
Mm.
This person's got a really weird take on nudity, really mixed.
Always.
Feels like mixed feelings that going on there.
Always nudity.
Yeah, it's always just the breasts and the buttocks. So, like, I don't know if they're saying, so that's not as bad.
I think I know what it is.
Or you're going to love this movie.
Lots of intercourse.
There's intercourse scenes, and you actually see breasts and buttocks.
B&B, oh,
that's for me.
What movie has a lot of banging in it?
That's a tough clue. I can't believe Frank feels like he knows it already.
Listen, I've got a list.
Sick pervert.
I got a solid list of the top 10 banging movies.
Okay, well, so Amy, you're ready to list?
No, I'm going to guess Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, that's a terrific.
That was my first guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Annoying.
What's your second guess, though? Because, yes, you're correct, Amy, in that you're wrong. All right, Frank.
Frank died.
Okay. Can I get a year? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you get another clue, though. You get another clue. So that might help. The third clue is... second clue. Sorry. Two men hold another man over a balcony and threaten to drop him.
Mm.
Fuck. A lot of nudity, two men in a balcony.
It's just breasts and buttocks, first of all.
Just breasts and buttocks?
No pee holes, no bee holes.
Boogie Nights.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no, that is incorrect. Amy?
I won.
Why?
I thought I did.
No, somebody's got to get it. I'm going to give clues back and forth until somebody gets it. A topless woman has anal sex with a man while he is dreary from Quaaludes.
Requiem for a Dream?
All right. Frank, three prostitutes come to a brokerage firm and they're all described sexually.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
How much they cost. That is the correct answer.
Oh, shit. I wasn't far off.
Frank Castillo, you've done it. You are a winner today. Can I assume that you're available to return on Sunday's show because that's the show you were booked to be on in the first place?
Yep.
Yes. Nice. Wait,
these parents say buttocks and wretch, but then straight up anal sex?
What?
I would have questions about that if I was a kid.
It's so bizarre because one line will say... one will go like, there are this many F-bombs. And then the next line will say, they say cunt three times. Like, it's so inconsistent. Like, even if, like, children should be reading the guide, you know, like, it's so weird how they could so easily just make it something that kids wouldn't understand. But they don't all the time. So it's just, I don't know who's writing these things. I don't know.
Well, it's for other parents, I'm sure. And like,
yeah.
I'm extrapolating, but I'm wondering if like certain areas of the country, someone might write the C word. They say it a lot. And so that person could be like, communism, that is the worst one. Like you never know. That could be, I'm still stuck on always nudity.
I know.
Suits. They're always in suits.
It's the opposite of nudity. Like so many clothes.
There's a couple sets of boobs in that movie. Always. Always is like, not even Caligula is always new.
Not even regular pornos.
No, they got to meet first.
Not the ones I watch. I like a story.
I like a first act, a second act, and a third act.
No, you got to take it. You're taking out of context, Matt. It's lots of intercourse scenes. There is always nudity, meaning in the intercourse scenes.
Oh,
but that most of it is breasts and buttocks. But but it's written so poorly. It's written like a second grader.
We all thought that.
Yeah.
It was just a sex party movie, naked all the time.
It's fun. This game is fun because just reading these things, sometimes they seem translated from other languages or something. But so Frank is officially our winner. We've gone long on time, so we'll just rip through the plugs part. Frank, what do you got to plug?
Promote yourself. Follow me on Instagram, Frank Castillo. I have a fun podcast called Peaked, where we get stoned and smoke rosin. That's about it.
Thank you, Frank. Congratulations. Matt, former champion, Matt. You gave your all today. Appreciate you being here.
So fun.
Where can people come see you?
Anytime. So I am going to, let me just pull up my little thing I just posted today. Okay. I listed all my spring tour dates. So I'll be at the next one, I'll just say Fort Collins, February 25th to the 26th. And I put up a bunch of dates all over the country through May. So my spring tour is up. So just go to mattbronger.com/tour, see if I'm coming to you. But the next one is Fort Collins.
Right on, mattbronger.com. Amy Miller.
Oh, yeah. Come see me in Chicago this weekend at Comedy Bar. And then I got some shows coming up in Denver in a couple weeks. And I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline after that again. AmyMillerComedy.com for all dates and information. Thank you so much.
Thank you. DougLovesMovies.com, San Diego next Saturday. Excited for that at 4:20 at the American Comedy Company. Thanks once again to Amy Miller, Frank Castillo, and Matt Bronger. As always, I've decided I want to own my own book.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.